Good morning, everyone. It is Thursday, August 31st, and a day I've been waiting for a very long time, well, since January, actually. This is the day I am going down to Burton-on-Trent for another of my journeys. You all know what that means, or you may not, actually, so you're about to find out. This is where I'm going to pick up a new reborn, and today is a bit out of the ordinary, actually. I'm going with my friend Amy, who's come all the way down from Scotland, because she's also getting a new reborn. She is getting a new baby girl, and I'm getting a new toddler boy. So it's going to be super cool. And my little boy is called Alfie Michael. And I'm just looking forward to it so much. At the moment, I'm just getting ready, getting organised, putting on my jewellery, and chattering to you as I do, which is my wont on these journeys. I'm always saying this, it's always true, and I always find room for more, but this time, I think it definitely is time to stop. I know I said that last time, and the time before, but this time, I'm afraid it's true, because there just literally is nowhere else. This place is packed to bursting. Absolutely packed to bursting. Okay, I've just heard the doorbell. They're here. Just grabbing my bag and putting the recorder somewhere safe. I've taken a coat, but I'm not going to wear it just for now. I'm quite warm. And I'm only going to get in straight into a car. Sorry about this everlasting tinkling. Bye, everybody. Bert, you take care of everyone. Bye, Edie. Bye, Lara. Bye, Brooke. Bye, Lacey Lou. You be good now. Oh, Bert, don't look so sad. I can't bear it. It's going to be okay. All right, babes.
All right, she's coming.
No rush at all.
Hello.
Hello.
Right, this is Louise.
Hi.
Hiya.
Oh, I will need that.
When you help her down the steps, she's not too good on her feet.
No
so.
Problem
Don't
at
go
all.
Too fast.
Anything I can do to help is...
Thanks so much.
All right.
That's lovely.
There you go.
You got your phone?
If you've got me
If you just curve your arm like that, then I won't fall down.
No.
Okay, yeah, I've got my phone.
Yes, okay, give us a ring.
Alright, darling. Right. Bye, babes.
Bye.
Look after everyone, won't you?
Okay, one more step, right by here. Have you got it?
Yeah.
There we go, just round this side for you then.
That's going to be okay, yes.
There we go, I've got the car here and the door's already open for you. Just a bit further forward.
Did you do the booster seat? Is it in the middle?
I have a booster seat in the back.
Oh, good. Well, we'll need it to be... When we get to Ellie's, you'll need to put it set up in the middle. So that,
no problem at all.
Could you put that in the boot for me?
Of course I can.
Hello, love.
Hello, love.
Oh, God. It's finally done.
Pop this in the boot
for you. Oh, it's so good of him to get my lunch, bless him.
Well, it was my idea, but he went and got it.
Would you like me to put the bag of food in the back as well?
Yes, please.
No problem.
Very jingly jangly, love.
I'm wearing one of Laura's bracelets, a custom job that I'll show you in a minute.
Ooh,
lovely. Right, we are officially off. Next stop, Alfie. Alright, guys, we're here.
Hello.
Hello, Amy's here too. And it's been a super cool journey. We have chatted all the way down. We have arrived at Ellie's. I am so nervous.
I am as well now, actually.
I'm so excited.
Oh my gosh. For those who don't know, I'm getting Crystal.
Yeah, Amy's getting her new baby Crystal.
Would you like to get Alfie first, love?
No, you go first with Crystal.
Sure?
Yeah. You have never had a baby this way before. Oh. You go first.
There we go.
Hello! How are you doing?
Are you alright?
Yes.
Good.
A bit stiff.
just shut the door for him. Right, we're going up this way. I always forget. Tell me again how to hold your arm. I always forget which way around to do it, don't I? Are you ready?
Excuse me. I've got my little recorder. I've got no pockets. What an idiot. I had to tuck it into my waistband. Oh, I'm so excited. I'm going to let Amy have her moment first, because she's never had one of these birthdays
before.
A bit of
a tight gap between us.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a small...
We're going to have it separately, because we're both recording for posterity.
Okay.
So, I'll let Amy have hers first.
Oh, they want puppies.
Then
it's not my dog, you're all right.
I love dogs.
It's a big Alsatian that's moved in next door.
Okay.
A little step. Right, now there's a little ridge.
Yeah, I remember this.
Right. Oops.
Sorry.
And now you're
coming
up to get a little step up.
Small step.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry, Ellie.
Just bash me. I know.
Oh, sorry, Liz. 4-inch step in front of you there.
I can't wait to see you. Amy can't wait to see Crystal. Crystal, as Lacey calls her.
So I'm going to sit you over this, straight in front of you, next to your little man.
I can't wait.
Right, just turn around just this way a little bit. You'll sit on him.
I don't want to touch him.
That's it, there you go.
There we are.
Right, and we'll have Amy here.
She's so gorgeous.
Right.
Is it your turn now?
It's Alfie time.
You can't wait
anymore.
Yeah. I can't wait. It's Alfie time.
Here he is.
Oh my God.
He is so sweet. He really is so sweet.
Oh.
He always cries.
I know.
Oh, bless him.
Hello, darling. Hello, baby.
Oh, I'm crying now.
Oh, he's beautiful, isn't he? Oh, God, he's gorgeous. Oh, it's better than I ever even thought he could.
He's a little fatty, yes. He's got such a cheeky little face. He really has. He's going to be trouble. You just know it.
Look at his little face. Oh, he's got an open mouth. Oh, an openish mouth. You can get his put a spoon up by there. Not quite into it, but nearly. It looks as if he can rest a spoon on that lip. I've been working ever so hard on prop food for him. Oh, look at his big eyes. He's got great big eyes.
Yeah, they're lovely. They're a bluey green colour. They're ever so nice. I tried him with dark blue, but they just didn't suit him.
No.
Because he's got freckles, I thought, and he's golden blonde hair. He's got golden brown hair. So, yeah, the dark eyes just didn't look right.
Why did you decide to go for, just out of, I'm not worried, it's lovely, but why did you go for golden brown rather than golden?
It's like, well, it's light golden brown. It's not really. It's a sort of a dark blonde. I'd say.
That's good.
Yeah.
Because all my kids are always blonde, and I.
Yeah, he's definitely fair.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's
It's probably just a shade or two darker than Bert.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad that just worried me slightly because I thought he's not going out of place with my little Lottie.
Oh no, he won't. Because he had freckles, you wouldn't get freckles on a very blonde.
I understand. I didn't realise that.
Yeah.
Oh, I love his skin. I love the way he looks. His hands are a bit rough and it looks as if he's messed and muddled in clay and pottery. And he's so big and chunky. And he's beautiful. Oh, he's beautiful.
Now, he's got full arms and legs.
Yes.
So I've used a different type of body. So as long as you move his arms up and down gently.
Gently.
Just don't pull them outwards.
Oh, no, I won't.
And I'm just hoping they'll be all right, but I'll give you some cable ties just in case they come out. But I've really been quite rough with him getting him dressed and undressed, and he's been okay.
Okay.
And his head will turn as well, but again, it's quite tight.
Tight, yeah. I don't usually turn. Okay, is he okay? Is his head turned back to where it
Yes,
is?
Yes, he's fine.
I don't turn their heads. Bert's head, I don't turn. I can't get over the size of his feet.
Yes, he's size got, five.
He's got huge feet. Ellie, well, you saw.
Yeah.
That bonding was like click. as soon as he hit my lap. Thank you. I can't thank you enough. I know you don't do... I didn't realise, actually, what I was asking you to do. I didn't realise that you didn't do any vinyl anymore, ever.
It's my hand, really.
Yes.
It's the problem.
I do so appreciate it. Thank you so That's very, very nice. Much. Hey, guys. So, we're back. Had a cup of tea. We've had some chatter.
I didn't like that.
That's it. Avi has... already shown his colours, tried to pinch my bracelet, tried to pinch my earrings, tried to put his hand up my nose, and I'm about to put his coat on. He's got this red fleecy jacket. I will give a full description of him as soon as I possibly can, since we've got a minute of quiet. I haven't really described him yet, I do know.
And he's going to fool.
Affy, no!
He's such a wriggler, isn't he?
He's such a wriggle pot. Do his arms go up above his head okay with these, because they won't go right back, I notice.
They will, as long as you do it, don't pull it them outwards, because the body's got, it's difficult to explain, but where the joint is here, that's where it joins the fabric.
Yeah.
So there's no actual joint in it to come loose. So it will go up like that. Look, his arms up above his head now.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, this the friend that also made the Caricot for Angel. Yeah, when we realised it was bank holiday, she said, oh, I don't know if I dare post it, and I was whittling. So she said, oh, it's all right, I'll pop over on Sunday.
Bless her, that was so lovely.
Yeah, I mean, she lives near Birmingham, actually, so
okay.
It's not too far, but we could...
Well, at least this one's not as heavy as Angel.
No, don't get me wrong,
Angel is absolutely gorgeous, but she was heavy.
Weighs a ton. Even I find her difficult to deal with on bad bone days. And what I'm going to do about you on bad bone days is anybody's guess, because you weigh about as much as she does.
Yeah.
He's a good solid weight.
Do you want me to give him to weigh him?
Yes, please. I'm going to leave his coat undone, because he doesn't need it done up to there. Come here, you. Oh, okay.
Oops. Sorry.
It's all right.
Taking him on with us. Right. This little man weighs a stone.
You're joking.
No.
My God. I don't think.
Bert weigh?
Bert weighs 12 pounds.
Oh, okay. Does he? He's heavier than me, then.
Yes, he weighs. You told me that when I had him. It's on the tape. He weighs 12 pounds. Yeah. I don't know how much Lacey weighs.
Yeah, he is exactly a stone.
You great brute. Can I just have 1 minute so I can describe Alfie on the table? We'll have to do it when we get in the car, and I don't really want to. I get claustrophobic in cars.
Sure.
That's all right. All right, everybody. Alfie description time. Let me take this bracelet off. My husband is going to kill me because everything I do, I'm tinkle, 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 and he'll never be able to edit it out. So just take it off while I do this. Okay. Lift your head, baby. Can't see your face. Lift your head. Slightly worried about his head. It's kind of flopping forward. I'm just worrying about... Will it stay? Oh, that's better. That's better. Right. He weighs a stone. He's 30 inches long. He is a chubby, big, fat baby. He's so beautiful. The bonding process was instant. He has open hands with open fingers, quite big hands, bigger than Bert's, long arms, chubby arms. His hands are rough to the touch, not rough, but quite rough, as if he was always playing and mucking about in mess and mud. But they're lovely hands, big chubby hands, gorgeous hands. I love them. His body is big and chubby. He just feels such a lovely lapful. And I can't wait to feed him and change him and putting him into different outfits and give him lots of cuddles. He's so totally cuddly. He has a straight nose with just a tiny bit of a tip tilt. He has great big blue-green eyes. He has a mouth that is... Is he smiling, Ellie? I'm not sure.
He's just got a little smile, yeah.
He's got a little smile. He's very cheeky looking. Can I position that head so it stays up? Will it stay like that? There, that's better. Does it look natural like that?
Yeah, yes, it looks fine.
Oh, that's good. It's got this this little smile. He's so cheeky. He's got these great big eyes. He's got this wonderful dark blonde, light golden brown, fair hair. And it's wavy and it's thick. He's just 14 pounds, one stone. Gorgeous, and already I love him to the moon and back. And you've heard how much I cried. I just couldn't help it. It's like with Lacey, it was completely instantaneous, and I'm just so grateful, so desperately grateful. I don't know how to find the words. So that's Alfie for you. You'll hear a lot more about him later on, and we'll be back when we're in the car. Okay, we're about to leave. This has been just so excellent.
It has.
Come on, you bruiser. Oh, that teddy bear needs to go
in. Oh, yes.
Bag, really.
Oh, right.
I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
Effie. Come on, my baby.
I'll leave your bag there, then you can...
Actually, if you... Could you
just... take it out as well?
Could you pop the teddy in there? Because
yes.
It's just... If you don't mind just unzipping it and popping it in inside. Save, And then if he cries, I can give it to him. So big. I love the way that his legs... I'm going to have all my time lifting you up, little man.
Okay, thank you so much.
There you are, my sweet one.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Ellie.
Oh, you're welcome, darling.
Honestly, she's so gorgeous.
You're very welcome.
I'm a bit tight for hugs, but...
No.
I'm a bit weighed down.
Yeah.
I am so grateful for this little one.
Everything.
Okay. Right, I just take my arm
there. Yeah. Oh, she's so nice and light. Oh, yes, I can carry this one.
He's so nice and heavy. I can't do with...
A bit bigger.
I can't do with light.
Bye, John.
Even though he's killing my shoulder, I can't do with light.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel real.
Yeah.
Oh, Crystal's beautiful, don't get me wrong, but it's not.
The bottom end of that bag, because it might just, she might just fall out.
Don't forget the step down there as well. Yeah.
Thank you so much, John.
It's all right, you're welcome. You're more than welcome.
That's it. And then one little step down. That's it. Absolutely gigantic. I love him.
I think he could squeeze into some of Bert's.
Yes,
cage,
I do
know.
Think he could, definitely.
Bert will just have to wash it, he'll have to have cast offs.
He's got some Peruna clothes that he could wear. Bert doesn't like those.
There you go.
Right, now then, Gareth, I'm going to trust you. Could I please give you this bruiser? Mind, he's heavy. And you have to hold him like he would hold a real child. He goes
into
the...
He is a weight, isn't he?
Yeah. Could you strap him into his seat, please?
He's quite good at it, actually.
Oh, good, because this is his first time with us.
Yeah. He's not going to forget it in a hurry, is he?
No. Once with us, you just never recover. All right, guys, so we're on in the car now. Next stop will be home. This will be the end of this journey. Have you had fun, Amy?
Yes. Very, very, very much so.
Yeah. It has been so good fun, hasn't it? Actually, getting our babies together.
Yep.
What do you think of your baby?
I absolutely adore her.
Yeah.
She is just... She's just perfect. She's absolutely gorgeous.
She is a delicate little thing, isn't
she? She's so sweet.
And she's so cute.
Yeah. At the moment, she's lying in her carry cot with her really cute fluffy blanket. She's all cuddled up.
Oh, how cute.
And she's got her little coat on with her little hood. And honestly, all you can see is her little face peeking out.
She's got such a cute little face.
I know.
And Crystal is the perfect name for her because she is like a delicate little clear crystal.
Yeah, she is.
She's so pretty. And what did you think of my bruiser?
Yeah. He's going to be a wriggler, he is, I tell you. He hit me in the face, you know.
He tried to pull my nose off. He is just so... I've never seen it. He reminds me of a toddler I saw at my very first doll show.
Oh.
I saw a big fat boy just like him called Charlie. And I really liked him, but I was really set on having a silicon. And that's why I ended up with Leah. Yes. Basically, I didn't get this toddler because I was set on having a silicon. But I have had this in my thoughts for... God, what is it? 5 years, nearly six. And I've really, really wanted a little boy to love. Not that I haven't had Bert, but Bert stands on his dignity and he won't let me dress him in babyish clothes and he won't let me baby him. But Alfie is a baby. And, you know, Alfie needs me to change his nappy and give him his bottle and feed him and love him. He needs me to baby him. And I've really wanted that. So, the minute he got on my lap, did I behave like you thought I was going to?
Yeah.
I think it was a bit worse than usual, actually.
Oh, it's cute.
It was a bit worse than usual. Lovely. I totally lost it. I wasn't that bad when I went to see Lacey. I completely...
Actually, I think, as I remember, when you got Angel, I think you were...
Yeah, I was...
You were a bit worse than... Yeah,
I was
bless
pretty,
you.
I was pretty bad
I think
there.
It's lovely. I think it's cute.
Oh, I couldn't help it. I was just so overcome. Anyway, it's been a lovely time.
It has.
And sitting next to me in this booter seat in the middle between us, he's this huge baby and he's so beautiful. He's just so gorgeous with his denim dungarees and
his little
white
boots.
His boots and his trainers, blue trainers, and his red and white shirt. He's just... What do you think of him, Gareth? Isn't he amazing?
I think he's unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable.
They're both gorgeous, aren't
yeah.
they? Just amazing.
I just think her little face just poking out like... Just,
I just can't get over how lifelike they are.
I know.
It's just... It's uncanny.
It is uncanny.
It's very scary how...
It freaks some people out,
actually.
Yeah,
it does.
But we're glad you're not one of them. Okay, so basically this is where we will end this journey for now and next stop home. I will be doing lots of podcasts with Alfie. So please, if you'd like to hear baby podcasts of all the babies, Alfie, Angel, Brooke, Melody, Mandy, Laura, Toby, I've missed someone, I can't think of who it is at the moment. Please subscribe to Sounds So Real Reborns, and that's on iTunes, on Anchor, plug, you know, just plugging myself shamelessly here. watch out for Lacey and Bert on YouTube every Sunday, as always. Thanks for listening. Bye, guys.
Bye.